Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI, going to join us here in a moment. Want to remind you guys to start your game day with the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show, Jonathan Peterlin, this Saturday, starting at 1 p.m. through kickoff at 4:30. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns, 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com. Jake Volnick with you guys here up until 11. Plenty to come after we get done talking to Dylan. We'll have plenty to talk on the Buckeyes. We'll get back to some Browns as well. But without further ado, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Welcome in Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. He joins us now. Dylan, how's it going?
Pretty good, especially after yesterday. Pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people... probably around the country, but especially in the state of Ohio, asking themselves, where was that team all year? What was different this time for Ohio State against Oregon compared to their last meeting? I mean, to start out, what, 34-0 up? It was a completely different matchup than you saw the first time, and the Buckeyes looked unstoppable.
Well, I think you kind of said it there. I mean, they started out very hot. I think Will Howard finished the first half with around 270 passing yards for three touchdowns. And then on top of that, too, Jeremiah Smith, I mean, he got 161 yards and two touchdowns in just the first half. And being able to start off games like that, especially against a team like Oregon, is monumental for a team like Ohio State, and they did a phenomenal job there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you look at Will Howard and just his performance from, like, I mean, a couple of games ago, I was going to say a couple of weeks, but a little bit more removed than that. But a couple of games ago against Michigan where it almost looked like he didn't have it. He threw a couple of interceptions, at least one that was really bad, to now it looks like to a point of Will Howard to me is a quarterback that you win with, but not because of. He's sort of a guy that slots in. You expect him to do the right things. It's not that you're winning in spite of him, but you're just winning with him. He's just a piece in the equation. He made some really good throws. I mean, a couple that will definitely be, when the year's said and done, some of the best he's made all year. The second touchdown to Igbuka. I mean, what has been the difference from Will Howard from sort of the struggles against Michigan and at different points this year to where he is right now, having the Buckeyes offense just firing on all cylinders?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact of just the offensive game plan itself. And it's reliant on Will Howard just getting the ball out to his best playmakers. And we've seen countless times where Ohio State gets out to a hot start and Will Howard looks really good. And if you give him that sort of cushion with a lead, he doesn't have as much pressure. He can be more free. And it really stood out in yesterday's game there. And again, when you have a guy like Jeremiah Smith, it's almost like you just kind of do the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, where you say, you know what? Jamar Chase is down there somewhere. But now in this case, it's Jeremiah Smith. And it works out for them. And I think that opens up so many different avenues. I mean, Will Howard's not necessarily running the ball as much anymore either, but it also opens up the run game a little bit. I know Travion Henderson, he only had 8 carries yesterday, but he still managed to get 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. So it's being able to get off to that quick early lead helps open up the playbook so much for Will Howard and the rest of the offense.
Would you consider it sort of an overblown statement to say the traditional football is you run to set up the pass, right? For Ohio State, it feels like they pass the ball now to set up the run. Is that an overstatement of what's happening and just sort of a generalization that the media is clinging onto and fans? Or is that really what's happening there?
No, I think it just kind of depends on whatever team they're going up against. You know, they struggled against Michigan running the ball. We saw it was pretty evident. But you saw against a team like Tennessee where they relied on the pass early on and it really kind of created some holes for Travion Henderson to go out there and do his thing. And you, in those past 3 games, you've played against 3 of the best defensive lines in the country. And I think it's more of the fact that Will Howard's dual threat ability kind of scares teams in a way, but now that he's able to just throw the ball and open it up everything, it just honestly makes it a little bit easier for all the other aspects to really get kind of opened up. So, I mean, to a degree, yes, but I also think, too, you know, if they go up against a team like Texas where, you know, they aren't the best in the secondary, I think that it would probably be a similar case.
We could talk about the offense all day long. Obviously, they put up the 34 points. You got to point to the defense, too. Near shutout in the first half, obviously just giving up the touchdown as time expired, and then held Oregon to 13 points in the second half as well. More impressed yesterday in the game with the defensive line or the secondary from the Buckeyes?
Oh, I honestly think it's the defensive line. The number one thing that I was looking at in that game was how the defensive line would do against Oregon's offensive line, because Oregon has a very good play caller in Will Stein. He's done a phenomenal job of scheming up a lot of great plays for not just Dylan Gabriel right now, but last year with Bo Nix. And he's done a tremendous job in that way. But the main thing going into that game was, can the defensive line get after Dylan Gabriel to make sure he doesn't have enough time to let those plays develop downfield? And they did a perfect job of that yesterday. They ended up getting 8 sacks. He didn't have a lot of time to throw it downfield, let alone get rid of it in most cases. So I was very impressed with not just the defensive line, but honestly the front 7 as well, too. I know Cody Simon played very well, too, and it was just a phenomenal job by them to be able to get after a guy like Gabriel when he has such a good offensive line ahead of him.
Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I mean, Dylan, what about this defensive line? Is there anything specific that you point to that made the difference from when they played Oregon the first time to when they played them now? Because it didn't feel like there was a ton of pressure being brought by Ohio State. I mean, there were times it was dialed up. But, I mean, your 4 guys down in 3-point stances pretty much handled the business the way they had to in a way they didn't in the first matchup. And it's the same group. It's the same unit. Not much has changed on that front. The Oregon offensive line is pretty much the exact same. It's not like they've gone through massive injuries on that front either. What changed, if anything, to you other than the guys just going down and playing hard?
I mean, when you look at it, it's most likely just a mentality change, because after that game in week 7, the defensive line and honestly the defense as a whole just played much better. And you started to see them honestly win more games and because of the defense after that week 7 loss. And you look at a game like Penn State, you know, you only score 20 points in it, but your defense held Penn State to only 13 points. And it's one of those cases where it might have just been a mentality flip for them. And now they look a lot more aggressive. They're getting after the quarterback a lot better. I know going into that game, I believe 8.5 of the 14 sacks that were generated from JTT and Jack Sawyer, they came after that week 7 loss. So I think it was more of just a different mentality that they're bringing. They look a lot more aggressive. They're playing hard. And, you know, all these analysts always say the more aggressive, the more hard-nosed teams always win in college football. And, I mean, that's been the case so far for Ohio State.
Big picture here. Did Ryan Day save his job with a win over Oregon, or does he still have more to go?
Oh, I think so. I think he probably saved his job another year. I think that it kind of worked out after the Tennessee game. I honestly thought that he would keep his job no matter what happened in that Tennessee game. You know, the AD came out already and said that fully confident in Ryan Day moving forward. I think that this job was pretty much locked up from the start, but I mean, this basically just confirms it at this point.
Yeah, I feel like there was a narrative after the Michigan loss where it was, hey, it's got to be national championship or bust. I don't know. It feels like after you beat the 2 teams that you did, you took down an SEC team, which obviously holds a little bit of weight, even though the SEC, in my eyes, is a complete sham at this moment. And you know, the strength of the schedule being it, maybe a little overblown, and SEC bias is all out the window, but I'm not upset with it, I promise you. But then you go and you beat the undefeated number 1 team in the country, and it feels like that goes out the window. Is that almost the pseudo-national championship in fans' eyes where everything after this, I don't want to call it a bonus, but you expect Ohio State to run through, and that's the game we'll all be looking back at the end of the season?
No, not at all. I think fans are pretty adamant about wanting to win this national championship. I think it honestly, in my opinion, it puts a little bit more pressure on Ohio State because now you're looking at it, Oregon was the top dog, and you just took them down by 20 points. So now everyone's expecting you to go out there and win a national championship, and you got a tough road ahead of you, too. You got Texas, and most likely either, I mean, I think it's probably going to be Notre Dame that wins that one against Penn State. So it's going to be a tough road for Ohio State moving forward, and I think that the mentality with fans right now is that this team should win the national championship this year.
Is there a team left in this field right now that could take down Ohio State legitimately in your eyes without the Buckeyes playing themselves out of a national championship?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame probably would have the best chance. The fact that they did what they did today against Georgia, I mean, they only had 88 passing yards, I believe, with Riley Leonard there, and they still managed to put up 20-plus points and hold Georgia to 10. Like, I think that they would be the only team that could have a chance. I think that defense is very good. And I talked about it in an article a couple months ago where I just didn't know if Notre Dame was really in the same tier as Ohio State. But right now, they look pretty good. I think that's probably the only one that you can maybe make a case for just because of how good Ohio State's been playing right now. You know, there's not a lot of teams that look this elite on both sides of the ball. And I just think that it's going to be really tough to see a team try to take down Ohio State.
Is there any fear for you that this team sort of gets a big head after a big win against Oregon and maybe don't take this Texas game as seriously as they should, and not in like an intentional way of, but you know, you come off a big win and maybe you just play it a little bit light?
No, I think there's definitely a little bit of that fear in me, but I think the way that they responded in this game kind of showed me that that's not going to really be the case for them. I think that you were really scared to see that against Tennessee, where it was a case of, oh, we proved everyone that we can win. We deserve to be in here. We are a good team and stuff. But then you go out there and you repeat the same thing against Oregon. It's like, okay, maybe these guys are just that good. And this roster that Ryan Day has built is filled with talent all around. I mean, you even heard Jeremiah Smith in talking to reporters before the game yesterday. He was talking about how no one could guard him, and he ends up going out there, almost gets 200 yards for 2 touchdowns on 7 catches. Like, you know, I don't know how big of a head you can really get because they're proving themselves.
Dylan Feltovich, Ohio State Buckeyes NSI with us. Dylan, I know you love the NFL draft, so I got a couple of draft questions for you. Jeremiah Smith, if he was eligible this season to come out, where would he fall?
Dude, he would, I think personally, either 1 or 2. I talked to people before the season within the program with Ohio State, and they told me that he's legit. He's really good. Watch out for him. I didn't think that he would be this good. I mean, this kid, honestly, right now at the age of 18 years old, like, he could be a wide receiver 1 for a lot of teams in the NFL right now. And he is everything that you really want in a wide receiver. He's got amazing body control. He's got great hands. And he's fantastic after the catch. He's literally something that you build in a lab. I'm very impressed with him. I think that he's basically a grown man playing against a bunch of kids at this point. But, yeah, he's legit, and I think he'd probably go either 1 or 2 at this point, competing with Travis Hunter there.
Yeah, it's pretty good when you're getting NFL draft comps to Julio Jones and Andre Johnson. All right, there's worse guys I could imagine getting comped to. That's elite class. That's high company for sure. Last one, Dylan, and I'll get you out of here. Will Howard, his play over the last couple of games, does it do anything for you in his draft stock and where he'll end up in April?
No, not really. I think that Will Howard works really well in this Ohio State system. I don't necessarily expect him to be a guy that would honestly be an impact player in the NFL. Maybe some team takes a flyer on him in the late rounds, but from what I'm seeing across social media with other analysts and stuff, it sounds like he's not really raising his draft stock. If anything, it's been guys like Trevion Henderson or, I mean, for next season too, Caleb Downs. I don't think that Will Howard has necessarily risen his draft stock from it.
All right. Dylan Feldovich, Ohio State Buckeyes NSI. Make sure you check out his stuff over there. Always a good read. Dylan, appreciate you joining us, and have a good one, man.
Thanks, Jake. You too.